This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and let's test your Baltic Sea geography right now. We're going to go to the tiny Baltic country of Lithuania, just east of Poland. Now, you already know, of course, that Lithuania is a Baltic state, along with Latvia and Estonia, and that they are NATO allies, a bulwark against Russia, to the east. But did you know that to the west, tucked right there between Lithuania and Poland, right up against the Baltic Sea, is another separated little piece of Russia? It's called Kaliningrad, and it's become the latest hotspot in the ongoing escalating tensions between Vladimir Putin and NATO. This summer, there have been a bunch of confrontations between Russian jets and NATO forces on the Baltic Sea. This is all after Putin alarmed NATO with the invasion of Crimea and the war in eastern Ukraine. And now, with NATO allies meeting at their summit next door in Poland, Russia has been busy turning tiny Kaliningrad into something of an impenetrable military outpost, with implications that are causing everyone in the region to recalculate the dimensions of a hypothetical confrontation. Lukasz Kalesa is research director at the European Leadership Network, and he joins me now. Hi, Lukasz.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Well, there was a time, I take it, when life was pretty good in the tiny little enclave of Kaliningrad, and they were getting along pretty well with their neighbors in Poland and Lithuania. What's been going on lately?
The Kaliningrad region emerged in the 1990s as this area basically separated from the rest of Russia, and the economic crisis in the 90s hit them really hard. So they were looking at closer relationship with Poland, with Germany, with Lithuania. And until recently, this relationship has been going pretty well. For example, there has been a special regime for the Russian citizens living there and for the Poles just across the border, in which they don't need a visa each time to cross the border, but they have a simplified procedure, which meant that the Russians from Kaliningrad were going to Poland. They were buying groceries, they were buying furniture in IKEA store, whilst the Poles went to Kaliningrad and, for example, tanking up the fuel because of the price differences. What has changed? The confrontation between Russia and the West, which was sparked by the Russian aggression against Ukraine in 2014. And all of a sudden, the military dimension and the military significance of Kaliningrad is much more in the foreground.
So what does this mean this week as the NATO allies are holding their summit right next door in Poland, which is maybe a bit of a show of solidarity or force to Vladimir Putin in itself? The Russians are building up their military capabilities in this little enclave of Kaliningrad. What moves might NATO make to counter that, or are they going to counter it? Are we looking at the potential for a buildup around this place?
Yes, it is a tiny exclave, but some of the military systems which are there, including air defense, including coastal defense, and also ballistic missile, actually their range covers part of Poland, and it covers almost all of the three Baltic states, which means that during a crisis, and no, God forbid, during a conflict, you can strike at NATO targets without actually setting your foot on the NATO territory. And also, Kaliningrad would be a good place if you plan an operation to cut off Lithuania, Latvia, or Estonia from the rest of the alliance. And that means that the NATO planners and the NATO leaders in Warsaw, they need to spend a little bit time thinking how, in an event of conflict, how do we go about neutralizing the Russian forces in Crimea? What set of forces do you need to say to the Russians, actually, this conflict would be very costly, and if you try to do something, your forces in Kaliningrad would most likely be defeated?
Lukasz Kalesa, Research Director at the European Leadership Network, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity, offering a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving. With brain games to calculate baseline scores and build a brain training program, performance can be compared with global averages. Learn more at Lumosity.com.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.